Intercept.
And that is the general principle of the relentless circle.
Hey, that's great, but we're already in. Why the unicycle?
The unicycle is a metaphor. Although it is relentless, we aim to control it, to master it, and to eventually stop it.
That's what it said on the flyer we all got at the mall. You don't really need to impress us. We are in. Do we need to shave our heads or anything?
Yeah, I have some stipulations there. The last one of these I joined, we had to shave off all of our body hair and carry it around in a plastic bag at all times. I don't really want to do that this time.
Yeah, that's not even a remote possibility. Our quest is to spread our message, to grow our numbers, to...
I gotta tell ya, Frank and Lefty love this idea.
Who?
My thumbs, Frank and Lefty. I don't know if you can see, I'm holding them up. The last cult I was in, we had to name our thumbs, and I kind of like that. Is it cool if I bring them?
Is it cool if you bring your thumbs? And this isn't a cult.
Yeah, bring their names. I should have been more specific. I mean, can we bring stuff from our other previous groups into this new one?
Oh, yeah, same question. My last one, we had to wake at dawn and throw 50 punches at the sun. It seems silly, but it really got the blood pumping, and it was a nice start to the day.
So you want to bring your thumb names, Frank and Lefty, and you want to start each day punching at the sun. Yeah, I mean, that's all fine, but again, this isn't a cult.
Great, and not everyone has to do it. Where are we going to live? Is this a commune situation?
I have some ground rules if that's the case. The last guy impregnated all the women, and he got really into cocaine.
Oh, yeah, same. Were you in the Righteous Passage? Oh my god, I didn't even recognize you.
It was me, hey! Did Righteous Master impregnate you? Things got really chaotic at the end.
Gary? No. Now, once I started noticing him wearing more and more jewelry and buying all those speedboats, even though he lived near the rapids of the river, I started planning an escape. Ended up floating the rapids at night and outswimming some of the guards. It's great to see you again. How did you end up leaving?
Oh, I just slipped out the back during the big shootout with the feds. I hate when they end like that. Huh, and great to see you again, too.
I really hope this is the cult I've been looking for.
It's not a cult.
Look, man, for tax purposes, it's easier to just go ahead and say it's a cult. I had a dental practice for years. I have plenty of liquid assets just begging for a place to go. Lots of cash. I just don't want to battle traffic and be in the rat race anymore.
Yeah, if I'd called my consulting firm a cult, I'd have even more money to invest in this. Best to just call it a cult right away.
But it's not a cult. Don't you ever feel like you've experienced this before? Doesn't some element of it feel familiar?
Dude, you don't have to sell us. The unicycle was fun, but as long as we live somewhere fun, don't have to battle traffic, and you don't get really into cocaine, this should work out great.
Yeah, and please don't have sex with my wife in front of me while you kiss your various rings and point to the sky and tell me it's all for the greater good.
I wouldn't even know where to...
We can educate the commune kids, grow crops, pass out flyers, clean teeth, whatever it is that you need. And I have tons of body hair in bags if there's any need for that.
I can't foresee a scenario where it would be that the multiverses are bought and sold in the abyss by the game makers, the maze makers, and they've started recycling the material within them too frequently. They're using the same consciousness over and over, like making copies of the same original until the ink is just a blurry amalgamation of every copy.
I don't really know what any of that means, but again, tell me where to put my money, and let's get this thing going. What are we looking at for uniforms? Burlap? Linen?
Wear whatever you want. You'll just die one day and re-enter yet again as a slight variation of yourself.
I'm fine with that, but this group, we're against that?
Yes, each existence should be unique. If you don't believe that, this might not be for you. Welcoming a baby into this world shouldn't come with the worry that they're going to vaguely remember a previous life because the Maker was in a rush in putting this world together.
Could I potentially do my 50 punches at the, what did you call that, the maze maker?
Yes, sure. But only if you really believe in the circle. The universe starts and ends in a loop, over and over, a relentless circle. And we want there to be more care put into the start of each. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm cutting my hair off to match you. I'm in. I thought you'd appreciate that. It's usually kind of required.
Oh, yeah. Slip those scissors over onto Frankie here once you're done. I'm in too.
So you want to help spread the message that as the circle of this universe comes to its conclusion, the makers should be held to some ethical standard before they just reallocate all of our consciousnesses into the next batch of hapless saps waiting to exist?
All I heard was no speedboats, no cocaine, and no traffic. Here's a check for my first round of dues. Just tell me where I can sleep, and let's do this.
Well, I guess you can stay at our property.
A compound? I don't love that. That's typically where the shootouts take place. That's it, Frankie. Nice and smooth.
I assure you, it's a very mellow place, but you're also welcome to stay at your own homes. This is not a cult, and you don't need to bag up your hair.
You just never know. Could come in handy. I'll hang on to it just in case. And if I'm paying you all these dues, I'm staying at the compound.
Yeah, that goes for us too. Me and the boys.
You have children?
No, my thumbs.
Right, okay, well, I'm happy to have you aboard. The school bus is parked right over here. Let me grab my unicycle and we'll head to the property.
Woo!
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Anyone here? Please.
Oh, hey. Didn't know anyone was here. I was just taking in the stars out back.
Taking in the... in the back? This is the only establishment for thousands of kilometers. Why not just walk out the front?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I have a little can in the back I sit on, but you're right. Let me have a look.
No! Forget I said anything. We're wasting time. Listen, we found a wormhole or a portal or something. It defies relativity.
Wow. That's great. Thanks for stopping by to tell me. Mind if I go check out the stars in the front now?
What? No, I mean yes. I mind. Fuel! By all accounts, the hole is only open for a very short amount of time. We are so close! We'd all given up hope of ever seeing our loved ones again, but this would put us home merely days after we left.
How close? Can I see it from the front?
No! Please, just stand here. We need fuel. Do you have polonium? We had intel detecting it was here.
I'm not sure. Let me go in the back and check.
You okay back there? You're not on that can, are you? Please! We're so close! Our families! Our old lives! I don't subscribe to the idea of miracles, but this is as close as it gets. We've already lost one crew member, but there's still hope for the rest of us to see our loved ones again.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, the polonium, please!
Oh, sure. Here you go. Got distracted by the stars. Really something in the back. Can't wait to see them from the front.
What do I owe you?
Well, that's a great question. Long ago, I think my boss charged 5 to the 5th Trellos for polonium.
5 to the... That's fine. I'll check with our commander and see if we can transfer that much.
Sure. And you know what? If you can't afford it, maybe we could trade. I could give you the polonium and you could give me a ride back with you.
Excuse me?
Well, you mentioned losing a crew member. If you have an extra seat, I just thought...
Unfortunately, we keep that seat open in memoriam for our beloved friend. And his cat Sadie has grown quite fond of sleeping there.
Sure, sure. That's fair. I was just thinking the idea of going home, seeing people. Well, to be honest, I would be pretty happy to...
Transferred! All settled. Apologies about the seat, but you're rich now. Maybe you can upgrade from the can. Thank you! You've saved us all!
You're welcome. Come back anytime.
Right! Wow! The stars really are incredible tonight. You can see the portal from here. It's still open!
That's great. Can't wait to see it once the dust dies down. Safe travels.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
I don't get it. It's supposed to be right around here.
You checked the map before we got here, right?
You saw me do it in the car.
We're hungry!
I know, guys. Hang on. Oh, there's an info map. Maybe they just moved it?
Live shootout. Saloon. Madam Diane's? What is Madam...
Welcome to Rowdy Patuka's Wild Western Funtown. For tickets, say tickets. For directions, just say, I'm looking to mosey over to...
Dunkaroos!
Hi, hello, yes, we're looking for directions. We'd like to mosey on over to Rusty LaRue's Rootin' Tootin' Ranch House.
Sounds like you folks want to quench your thirst at the watering hole.
Rusty's Root Beer Float, yay!
There are drinking fountains just to your left. And of course, if you're looking to kick up your heels and try something a little more western, well, the sarsaparilla at Madame Diane's will wet your whistle.
Root beer!
Yeah, sorry, we drove a pretty long way to come specifically to Rusty LaRue's. Can you just tell us where that is?
Rusty's!
Sounds like you folks have quite a bit of energy to see a live western shootout. Just head on over to the livery. Heck, you might even have to duck for cover.
Dunkaroos!
What is this? I'm not seeing Rusty's anywhere on here.
Hi, hello. Excuse me. We're looking to mosey on over to Rusty LaRue's Rootin' Tootin' Ranch House.
Well, shoot, folks. If you were looking to take in a show, you should have just said so.
Mom, I'm really hungry.
I know, sweetie, we all are.
And they just come in a traveling carnival, and they've just pulled into town this week. Enjoy juggling, lasso tricks, trick riding, the beautiful voice of the Lady of the West herself, Jasmine Duchamp. And now,
I don't think it's here anymore.
She's singing this week with none other than the master song man himself, Johnny Bell. Or stop over at Nooner's Schooner for a harmonica show.
Mommy,
be careful not to buy any snake oil, because he'd be happy to sell it to you.
Hey, gold miner, that's enough. Please stop.
Mommy, we want Dunkaroos.
We drove for 6 hours to get here, so please stop droning on. Why wouldn't they send an email if Rusty's wasn't here anymore?
And he fell off his horse into a cactus. Well, that's how we got the name.
Mom,
Whisper
I'm really
Ridges.
Hungry.
For stories like that and many more, all told while he plays the piano, head on over to...
What happened to Rusty?
Honey, that's enough.
Well, be careful when
let's just try Madame Diane's. You guys want to try Diane's famous dunkable wrap morsels?
Mommy, we want Dunkarinos.
We want root beer and Dunkarinos.
Of course, the wine was dry, but the well was full of clear, clean, drinkable water. And that flows out of your drinking fountains today, just to your left.
We didn't drive 6 hours for your drinking fountains.
Looks like there's a Rusty's on the other end of town. I can call ahead, make sure they're actually open, make sure they don't have an automated map to greet you.
Well, she proposed to him right there on the spot, and that's why they call her Hitchin' Heldy. If you're looking to tie the knot during your visit...
What happened to Rusty's?
Honey, please.
Hitchin' Post stores and outfitters can set you...
Honey!
What happened to Rusty's?
We want root beer and Dunkarinos!
Can you come with us, please?
What is it saying? And why did you have to keep banging on it?
Rowdy Patuka bought Rusty's ranch house?
We want root beer and Dunkarinos!
Dunkarinos!
Not now! And you couldn't even send out an email? Do you know how far we came for these stupid Dunkarinos?
They're delicious, and you know it.
We love them. They are magical. I am still frustrated.
Please just come with us. We don't want to make a scene. Not in front of your children.
There! I think that just did it.
What?
There we go. Good God. Okay, this should do it.
Did the map just gain consciousness?
I'm scared!
I'm scared.
Just come with me while my partner works on that.
There we go. I think that just did it.
I'm not going to ask you again.
I didn't tell you this, but we're part of the show. And our role is to break out of here. Are you buckaroos up for it?
Yay!
Don't even think about
just
it.
Follow our lead.
We'll be at Rusty's in no time.
Yay, Dunkarinos!
Why does this keep happening?
The map gaining consciousness, or this terrible place always closing the best restaurants? Those Dunkarinos were incredible. Oh, my back. She really flipped me.
The Dunkable Wrap morsels aren't that bad.
Dude, you have lost your mind.
And my mustache fell off. And I broke my rifle again.
We'll stop using it to beat up the map all the time.
You've searched and searched, and you still haven't met the right person.
This is the year you find true love.
Well, maybe it's time you met someone more like, well, you.
Find a person you've been dreaming of.
Building a nice warm fire.
Warm your house and warm your heart.
Making a meal from your garden.
The garden is a work of art.
Snuggling up with a good book.
For love.
Foraging for firewood.
For love.
Pumping water from a well.
For love.
And avoiding eye contact with strangers.
For love.
At Hermits Unite, we want to pair you with the person you've been dreaming of. And avoiding. They're out there.
They're real.
They want to meet you.
Not the government posing as an actor to entrap you.
We don't want your social security number or your driver's license number or even your date of birth.
Not trying to trap you.
You can even just describe yourself and not post a photo.
No facial recognition. recognition software.
True love is just a step away, and we can't stress enough that we are just trying to do a nice thing and pair people up. It's expensive to run a site and an app and to record ads, but we know you're out there. Not in like a, we know you're out there where the government were watching you sense, just, we know what it's like to feel alone, and we want to help. And to Eunice, the lone person who has contacted us, you didn't leave a return address on your hand-folded envelope. Did you pulp your own wood for that paper? It's lovely. To you, we say, no. We are definitely not the government trying to entrap you or collect your DNA or personal info or sell any of your private medical information. And the birds flying over you, they're probably just migrating. But we can say for certain that they are definitely not sophisticated drones we are using to capture surveillance footage. You have our word on that.
Our word is stronger than oak.
If you send us a return address and we get any inquiries from anyone else, we can send them to you. Your description of Woodsy is good enough to get some matches.
True love is a step away.
Take the step.
Step toward love.
With us, Hermits Unite. Isn't it time?
We're definitely not the government.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
I love these ones with the old school buses. It's like being a little kid again.
How many groups have you been in?
Oh, tons. My left side is basically all shrapnel.
From the shootouts, or were you deployed in the military?
Shootouts.
I thought the punching was at dawn.
Oh, yeah. Also 10 punches at noon and 7 at dusk.
And what is the significance of each?
I've honestly kind of forgotten over time. I can't really remember where each thing I picked up came from. Like when I see llamas, I have to spit at their feet. And I have no idea which cult that started in.
Guys, really, it's not a cult.
Once you sit down with us and see all the tax benefits you get by establishing this as a religious organization, I think you'll really start to see that the word cult isn't as bad as you think. Like, did you know you can just write off robes? Tons of robes? You don't really have to pay taxes on anything. Your compound? Imagine no property taxes.
That does sound appealing.
See? There you go.
Yeah, but don't get carried away with the rings, though. How many of these welcome performances have you done?
Oh, geez, maybe like 5?
And you're still having trouble with the unicycle?
It's really difficult.
Well, luckily for you, I was in a unicycle cult, and I can teach you a few things.
A unicycle cult?
Yeah. We'd race in circles at fairs and things like that and tell people the moon was recording all their phone calls. It was fun, but eventually the main guy
started impregnating everyone.
You guessed it.
When did you have time to become a dentist?
Oh, I don't sleep much. And I was in tech at the same time I was keeping my dental practice going. I'm also a licensed pilot.
How on earth? You know, you might have mentioned these skills first. They seem like they could be much more useful than a bag of body hair.
Hello.
Oh, hello, darling. This is my wife, Gertrude.
Ah, pregnant. Okay, got it.
Yes, she's expecting our first and only child. We've waited a very long time for this blessing.
Uh-huh, okay, I see. But if you're even thinking of cramming it in me...
I assure you, I am not.
Okay, well, we'll see.